Asking me whether you had any safety experience the other day, and you said, yeah, you played it some in your career, and then you end up starting and playing like 73 snaps. What in the world? How did that happen in 3 days?
we just prepared for it. The game went a certain direction. You never know how it's going to go, but it went in a direction where I ended up being out there a lot, so I'm glad we were ready.
How much was a week of needing
something? A lot. This is itineraries and schedules, a lot going on. But as a professional, you gotta learn to manage everything. So week under the belt feels good. Win feels good. So now we gotta go out and just repeat and get another one this weekend.
On that goal line stand in particular, I noticed positioning James on one play and communicating with Kyle. And how difficult is that to kind of take charge right away after just a few days of practice?
Well, being an older guy in the room, it's part of my job is, just help the communication and catch up to those guys, bring those guys along a certain areas. So, blending in and then getting used to your teammates, getting used to the language and how to talk is a part of playing this game. So, like I said, a week under the belt is a big difference. So, hopefully we'll be a little better next week.
Seth getting adjusted to the language, which a lot of players say is one of the more challenging parts. What else has been, what's been the most challenging thing aside from that for you, just in terms of keeping your schedule straight and trying to get adjusted as quickly as possible?
Yeah, simple things, learning all the guys' names, and again, just communicating and being on time to everything and knowing where I have to be. These are all things that come with, coming to a new place, so... you just take it one step at a time.
How big of a challenge is it? Do you sleep here? How hard is it the time you step into playing the game? Is it trying to get going?
I stay pretty close to here, so it's good. I got a couple guys' number in my phone. They're good about it, though. The coaching staff, the player, they're all good about it. So it's not too bad. Like I said, it's not my first rodeo, but again, I stay pretty close to here for that reason.
When you do that on a team, veteran, what's you've been around obviously, but what are some of the things that are important to you when you step onto the field? Like, what's the most important thing for you when you get out there?
Just knowing, just the other 10 guys knowing that I got their back and they have mine. Especially with a new team, they gotta know they can trust me and I can trust them. So once you establish that, it makes things a lot easier.
So
did you think the season was over? It was a couple of months before you got picked up.
No, never. Why not? It's the NFL. You can get signed at any time. So I kept working like it could happen at any day. I had to be ready.
So when things, when guys get cut or people lose friends on the team, whatever, they all say, it's the NFL. It's a business. Mm-hmm. Is this not the strangest business ever, where you can be at home, not with the team, come in and start and play as much as you? Is that not one of the strangest things that's happened to you in your career?
The NFL is definitely a unique place to play. It's one of the greatest places to play, though. But there's a lot of rules you got to go by, and things can change in a day. So you got to be ready.